朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
常常弟兄姊妹听见我要求请求弟兄姊妹为讲台祷告。
Very often you hear me to ask you to pray for the pulpit.
今天是礼拜天，前天中午有一位弟兄就问我要怎么样为你在讲台上祷告呢？
The day before yesterday, a brother asked me how would he pray for the pulpit.
我说我需要你为三件事情来为我祷告。
I told him I want you to pray in three respects.
我说你祷告的时候，我希望你能够为我的信息里面有逻辑性祷告。
I want you to pray for my message so that my message is logical.
让我讲的道思路非常的清楚，层次非常的明白。
So my thoughts are clear and it's logically laid out.
让我在讲道的里面准备信息的时候，起承转结都有它很清楚的段落。
So when I'm preaching, in my message, all the turning points, all the reasonings are all dovetailed together.
让听的人能够懂在台上讲什么。
So the person who listens to it can understand my message.
不只是讲道要有这个逻辑性。
Not only my message should be logical.
我说请你也为我祷告，让我的信息有实用性。
I also ask you to pray so that my message can be practical.
让我的信息跟现实生活不脱节。
So my message can be related with your daily life.
让在台上所传讲的信息可以在生活里面落实的。
So my message can be useful for you.
特别是把两千年前神的启示能够在今天的生活里面有它的意义，也有它的应用。
Especially for the revelations in the Bible, even though they're 2,000 years old, they can still be as practical as your daily living today.
我想你们知道怎么样为我今天的信息祷告。
So I understand and trust you know how to pray for me.
让我讲得清楚。
So I can present myself clearly.
让我讲得实际。
So I can present myself with a useful message.
但是这两件事情我可以准备。
These two things are the things I need to prepare.
这两件事情如果我自己不尽责任尽本分，你说到时候听不懂，你说到时候不实用，这不是别人的责任，是讲员的责任。
So if I cannot be logical, I cannot present myself with a practical message, it is indeed my responsibility.
第三件事情为讲台祷告，祷告什么呢？
The third thing you should pray for the pulpit.
不只是要有逻辑性，不只是要实用性，而且需要有挑战性。
In addition to be logical and practical, I also ask you to pray for the message to be challenging.
让这篇道有感动，让这篇道也有行动。
So this message can be moving, can result with action.
这个不是我们人能够做的。
It is not something we as a human being can accomplish.
这不是讲员可以准备。
It is not the speaker can prepare for.
需要圣灵在我们中间做工。
It is required the work of the Holy Spirit.
让我们不只是听懂主的话。
Not only we can understand His message.
让我们在主的面前能够接受主的话，在我们里面的那个感动。
But we can also accept the moving of the Holy Spirit in our heart.
不是空空的就回去，让我们有一个行动的决心来配合我们所听到的信息。
It has to go beyond the resolution for an action.
这个月当我在看旧约小先知书的时候，
And this month as I studied the prophets minor in the Bible.
虽然这些 minor prophets 所写的这些书信很短，
Although those minor prophets are short indeed.
但是我们看见每一篇每一卷都有这三个条件。
But every single book of the 12 books possess these three conditions.
我们看见小先知们在传讲信息的时候，
As we see all these prophets as they preach the message,
我们好好仔细地去查考，我们发现非常非常思路很清楚，很明白。
As you study all these prophets, you will find his way of thinking is very logical.
而且这些小先知每一次所提到的这些教训或者信息，都跟当时的时代和当时甚至国际的局势都有密切直接的关系。
In addition, all these messages were related with the situation surrounding those days.
每一次我读的时候，我感觉到那种震撼性在我的心里。
So each time when I read them through, I could feel the shaking.
今天早上我要跟弟兄姊妹一起来看哈巴谷书。
So this morning I want you to study Habakkuk with me.
这个哈巴谷，我们刚才吴牧师已经带我们读了几节的圣经。
Just now, Reverend David Wood had led us to read a few passages in Habakkuk.
到底哈巴谷书它的主题是什么？
What then is the theme of this book by Habakkuk?
许许多多的解经学者把第二章第四节后面一句话作为哈巴谷书的主题。
Many have selected the following passage as the theme.
这句话非常重要，一人因信得生。
This is a very, very important passage. The passage says, the righteous will live by his faith.
因为这句话在哈巴谷说完了600年之后，很厉害的、很强烈的影响使徒保罗。
Because the same words said by Habakkuk at 600 years later had deeply influenced Paul.
因为对保罗来讲，这几个字建立了他的神学观。
Because these few words has established the theology.For Paul.
在神学里面有一个字叫 soteriology， 就是救恩论。保罗的 soteriology 呢，就是从这几个字而来的。
The Paul's soteriology derived from the righteous by faith.
因为这几个字建立了保罗的神学的基础。
These few words has established the foundation for Paul's preaching.
同时也影响了哈巴谷之后2100年之后的马丁路德。
And 2001 years after Habakkuk, this also deeply influenced the famous person Martin Luther.
因为在马丁路德的时候，那个时候的教会的光景需要这样一句话，需要这样的一个真理来震动那个时代。
Because the situation of the churches at the time of Martin Luther, he indeed need such a reminding.
当我把哈巴谷书看过去的时候
，As I studied the Habakkuk,
我承认这句话的重要。
I acknowledge the importance, I agree the importance of this passage.
但是我自己给哈巴谷书给了一个新的一个题目。
Yet I give him a new topic, a new title.
这个题目是什么呢
？What is this new
title? 这个题目就是哈巴谷在这三章圣经里面所给我们看到的他的一个心路的历程。
This also has told us about
他的一个 pilgrimage， 就是他怎么样在神的面前寻求真理的一个过程。
The procedure how Habakkuk have seek for God and received God。
在前面第一章、第二章，他在那里寻找这位神。
In the first two chapters, he was seeking the God。
他说神在哪里
？He said, "Where are you, God?"
神到底今天在哪里？
Where are you, God?
当他在第一章第四节，他怎么说呢
？What did he say on the verse four of first chapter?
他说：“律法放松，公理不显明，恶人围困一人，所以公理显然颠倒。”
He says, "Therefore, the law is paralyzed, and justice never prevails. The wicked him in this righteous, so that justice is perverted."
到第二节，第一章第二节，他说什么？就是我祷告，你就没有垂听，到底你在哪里呢？
He also said that I have prayed to you, but you never listened to me. Where are you, Lord?
这不是今天我们很多人心里面的写照吗
？Isn't this a precise description of your and my heart?
我们看见我们的时代。
As we look at the time we are,
我们看我们的周遭。
Look at the surroundings of us.
我们看见公理颠倒的情形。
We see the pervertedness of the righteousness.
好人吃亏，坏人当道。
The good men are being put down.
道德沦丧，整个社会混乱。
The moral standards has been totally deprived.
我们说神呐、啊，这些光景我们还可以接受。
Maybe we said to the Lord, Lord, we can accept this situation.
但是你在哪里呢？你如果出来主持公道，我们可以忍耐，我们可以接受。
But then we say, where are you, Lord? If you're going to come out to be, to extend the righteousness, then maybe we can wait.
但神在哪里？
Where is God?
Habakkuk 说神你在哪里
Habakkuk says, where are you, Lord?
所以在第一章第二章我们看见 Habakkuk 向着神发出这样的一个呼吁 Where are you, God? 神啊你在哪里
So we see the first two chapters is Habakkuk's complaint. He said, where are you, God?
那么在第三章我们看见他找到了答案
But on chapter 3, we see here that Habakkuk found God.
那在这个过程当中很有意思
This is a very interesting procedure to lead from...
第一章第六节神回答他。
In the sixth verse of the first chapter, the Lord answered him.
神说我不会闭，我不会充耳不闻的，我不会视而不见。
I will never close my ears and my eyes.
我要兴起加勒底人来。
I will raise the Babylonians.
刚才您听到翻译是巴比伦人，我会兴起巴比伦人来，为什么呢？做什么呢？来刑罚这一个世界很多不公道的现象。
So I will raise the Babylonians to punish those injustice.
所以在那个神在哪里的这个过程当中
，So in the procedure of asking where are you, God?
因着他向神呼吁，神向他的回答，他找到了答案。
Because he's complained to the God, and God has given him an answer.
所以我给哈巴谷出一个主题叫什么呢
？So the theme topic I give to Habakkuk is like what?
神在哪里？神在那里。
I would call it "Where are you, God?" and then followed by "There you are, God."
Where is God? God is there. 神在哪里呢？神在那里。
Where is God? And God is there.
我常常这样说。
I often said this too.
一个人信心的突破和信仰的转机。
Maybe a breakthrough of one's faith or the turning point of one's faith.
就是一个从问号变成感叹号的一个经历。
It is an experience of turning from a question mark into an exclamation mark.
如果今天你要写一篇见证
，If you're going to write a testimony,
有个很好的题目做你见证的题目。
There is a good topic for you to focus your testimony on.
一个问号。
You began with a question mark.
一个箭头。
Then with an error,
一个感叹号
leading to an exclamation mark.
这样一个简单的标志，把你所有心里面要说的话讲出来。
Such a simple symbolics can express what you are thinking, what you feel.
我说一个人信仰的转机，信心的突破是从这里来的。
The turning point and the breakthrough of one's faith comes from such a transformation.
这一个人是什么人呢？
And who is this person?
这一个人可能是一个还没有信主慕道朋友的经历。
This could be an experience of the person who is still seeking.
他一直在寻找真理。
He has always been seeking for the truth.
寻找真神。
Seeking for the true God.
所以有许多的问号。
So he has many question marks.
他现在受洗了，他决志信主了。
So this person has been baptized.
所有的问号都搬成变成一个感叹号。
So all the question mark has been straightened to become an exclamation.
慕道友的心路历程是如此。
This is indeed the experience of a seeker.
事实上，今天我们有许许多多主内的弟兄姊妹，我们的经历岂也不是这样吗
？Which also speaks for all of us as Christians.
我们看到许许多多教会里面一些让我们没有办法了解、找不到答案的一些问题。
Maybe we see many questions there's lack of answers in the church.
所以今天有基督徒是软弱的基督徒。
Therefore, there are Christians they fall.
甚至在那种放弃信仰的边缘，在那边再浮再沉。
Some Christians will fail to the point it's on the verge of giving up his or her faith.
什么时候他的问号变成感叹号？就是他一个信仰有一个新的脱皮、新的成长的一段时间。
Whenever the question mark can become an exclamation mark that represents the turning point or the breakthrough of this person's faith.
弟兄姊妹，不要忘记。
Do not forget, dear brothers and sisters.
哈巴谷是神的仆人。
Habakkuk was a servant of God.
Habakkuk 是神要用的一个先知。
Habakkuk was a prophet to be used by God.
连传道人也可能有信心怀疑的时候。
Therefore, even preachers may have time with weak faith.
连一个侍奉主的人都有可能软弱的时候。
Even a full-time minister can encounter weaknesses in his or her life.
哈巴谷当时的心情，经过我这样解释，我相信弟兄姊妹会跟他有一些认同。
So with my explanation, you may be able to identify yourself with what Habakkuk was going through.
我们读报章、听新闻、看电视，充满许许多多我们心里面不满的情绪。
As we listen to the radio, we read the newspaper, we watch the television, we see what is going on, we feel that the world is unfair.
神，你兴起巴比伦人来刑罚犹太人。
So the Lord raised the Babylonians to punish Jews.
这个哈巴谷说我更不懂。
So Habakkuk says, I just couldn't understand. This even confuses me more.
你管教我懂。
I know you want to teach us or discipline us.
但是你用一个比我们更坏的人来刑罚我们，这个我没有办法接受。
But you raised someone who is more treacherous than us. I just couldn't understand that.
感谢主，到第三章的时候，哈巴谷不只是找到了答案，他也宣告答案：神在那里，那里是哪里？等一下，我们来看。
So not only Habakkuk found the answer, but he also proclaimed the answer that he said the Lord is there.
哈巴谷这个名字的意思是什么呢
？What is the meaning of this name, Habakkuk?
我去查了一下，那个名字的意思就是。抱住的意思 ，embrace， 把它抱起来的意思。
So the meaning of Habakkuk is to embrace，
跟雅各一样
，like James，
no， Jacob。那么旧约的雅各什么意思呢？是抓的意思，对不对
？The meaning of Jacob is to grab。
那么雅各一生就是抓的一生的描写。
In Jacob's whole life。Is a life of trying to grasp something.
哈巴谷，神在哪里？神在那里，就是因为他知道怎么样紧紧的抓住神而得到的答案。
So Habakkuk received his answer because he knows where to embrace the answer.
中文如果用四个字的成语来讲的话，哈巴谷的意思叫做锲而不舍。
So in a Chinese way of saying it means Habakkuk never gives up.
我们记得马太福音第七章第七节说什么
？So remember what the Matthew 7:7 said.
祈求就给你们，寻找就给你们寻见，叩门就给你们开门。
There it says, "Ask will be given, and seek you will find, and a knock the door will be opened for you."
弟兄姊妹，今天早上让我在这里很郑重的宣告一个很重要的真理。
So here this morning, I want to very solemnly to proclaim a very important truth.
只有人跟神开玩笑，神绝不会跟人开玩笑。
Maybe people will be joking toward God, but God never jokes around.
再说，我们的上帝绝对不是一个小气、吝啬的上帝。
Our Lord is never a dingy Lord.
抓住神，神必然给你答案。
If you hold on to the Lord, He will surely give you an answer.
你锲而不舍，主一定会给我们心里面问号的那个感叹号。
Your persistencies will always receive an answer to turn your question mark into exclamation mark.
神在哪里
？Where is God?
朋友，你收听的是。福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。